Welcome to MergerWare's podcast number one, The Importance of the M&A Playbook. I'm Richard Martin, the Chief Business Officer of MergerWare. In today's overcapitalized and fast-paced deal environment, buyers are anxious to quickly identify the best targets and put their capital to work in the most effective manner possible. The competition to acquire targets is fierce, resulting in a market of multiple bidders and increasing valuations, and for M&A teams, this has led to an environment where dealmakers must get results and must get those results faster than ever. In addition to the mounting pressure to turn in fast, actionable results and ideal integrations, deal teams are pressed to build a deeper understanding of the customer and the economics of the target organization, such as the cost of acquiring and retaining customers, into their financial models. The complexity of the process is increasing, in addition to the pressure of reduced time constraints. At the same time, there is a challenge to create and maintain standard operating procedures that meet both corporate governance standards and expected outcomes. Now, there are several sophisticated tools, mostly focusing on the due diligence phase, that have been available to sellers for a long time. However, it's becoming more necessary than ever for dealmakers, in particular buyers, to focus on areas before and after the due diligence period as they look for ways to capitalize on market momentum and seek the highest possible valuation and best partners. So technology is having a multifaceted impact on the M&A industry. On one hand, as technology platforms have evolved, this has to some extent created an equalizing dynamic by making critical information more accessible to more people. In other ways, it is forcing deal teams to rethink traditional approach on how they define targets, plan and execute integrations, as well as how they build their teams. M&A industry experts insist that it's vital to ensure that deal teams stay focused and do not get swayed by the heat of the market and the heat of the moment. To ensure this happens, deal teams have to create, follow, and maintain specific playbooks for the various transaction types they tend to pursue. The unfortunate reality is that many organizations don't either have a playbook that they follow, have an outdated model, or in some worst cases, lose the learning that they had through the departure of key employees. In a recent study, one expert noted, "The valuation is the business plan, so you need to adhere to a playbook if you're going to get it right. A big part of the challenge for firms that they aren't seeing the returns they forecast is they're not following their playbook." So what is an M&A playbook? An M&A playbook is a published set of best practices that guides your organization through the complexity of the M&A process to execute a successful integration. It includes a set of tools, templates, and processes applicable to activities ranging from initial strategy planning to long-term value capture to integration. In addition to providing a roadmap, it also helps keep everyone involved on the same page. Every transaction involves a wide array of stakeholders, and the playbook, therefore, is an important tool for setting and managing expectations across that group, ensuring that everyone understands the deliverables and which teams are responsible. For example, some large organizations may have upwards of 50 different project managers and related teams working on an integration. So a mechanism that creates consistency and common understanding of processes and purpose is essential. Lastly, the playbook should incorporate lessons learned, and particularly the hard lessons from previous transactions. As such, it becomes a living document that your organization updates after each transaction. The best practice is to update the playbook after every deal, including not only the things that worked, but the gotchas so that teams are better prepared for the future. While the M&A playbook is not a magic spell, it is an especially valuable resource for organizing the process to achieve the deal's goals. And as part of the playbook, a well-thought-out post-merger integration plan is critical to avoid the risk of paying a high price and failing to realize all the potential deal synergies. As noted, the M&A industry still grapples with a relatively high M&A failure rate post-transaction, which is attributed to errors in the post-merger integration process, and it's an aspect of the playbook that should be addressed early in the process and not post-transaction. Today's M&A environment is complex, fast-paced, and requires a broader set of expertise from deal advisors, buyers, and sellers to excel. Deal professionals understand that more than ever, the need to augment their operations with new technologies gives them a competitive edge. I invite you to learn more about MergerWare and this topic by visiting www.mergerware.com.